Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi officials saying today at least 142 have died from Sunday's suicide truck bombing in Baghdad. Islamic State claim responsibility. It was the most deadly attack in the Iraqi capital this year. Georgetown University visiting professor R. Nicholas Palerino says as long as IS holds key territory, such attacks will never go away.
They have what's called these rat lines from these different safe haven areas where they can get into large cities like Baghdad and destroy things and kill people. As long as you have those safe havens where the Islamic State, then they're able to project their destruction to other areas, not only in the region, but also to Europe and hopefully never to the United States, but you never know what's going to happen.
U.S. condemned Sunday's attack, including a second assault that left at least five dead. The blast occurred a little more than a week after Iraqi forces ousted IS militants from the city of Fallujah. In Libya, at least two people were killed, several others wounded in a car bombing in the eastern city of Benghazi. Early blast on Sunday apparently targeted a passing convoy carrying a senior police official. Benghazi has been the scene of clashes between Islamists and forces who are loyal to Eastern administration for the past 2 years. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina paid respects today at a ceremony honoring the 20 hostages and two police officers killed during a siege at an upscale restaurant in Dhaka. Islamic State claimed responsibility for that attack, but any direct connection to the militant group has not been confirmed, the government denying any IS involvement. This is VOA News. Afghanistan.